Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how's everybody doing this evening? It's Wednesday night, it's 11 o'clock, and it's time for the premier podcast, a.k.a. The Attic. I am Ken Hodge. Are we getting feedback, Cass?
I don't hear
you.
I am Ken Hodge, producer of this podcast, co-producer of this podcast. And we've got a family radio talk show. Tonight, we've got Brother Messenger. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed, my brother.
We also got Baby Boy with us tonight. How you doing, Baby Boy?
I'm all right.
And we've got Nurse Carmen with us.
Hello.
How's everybody doing? And as always, you got H to H. Here we go. Let's get the show started. Listen, you know, I try very hard. I mean, I try so goddamn hard not to get on topics about my commander in chief. But yo, we just got to talk about some things, man. I would try to do this shit as patriotic as a man can. But goddamn, man. Every time you turn around, he in the newspaper, he tweeting. He just keeps shit going.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that escapes him. He got, and the sad part is, there's an agenda. He got an agenda to whatever it is, but I'm just pretty sure that agenda ain't got no good shit in there for anybody black. In fact, I'm going to change my perspective on this. That agenda ain't got shit good in there for anybody who's not rich, man. Because the rest of America gonna wake up and realize that he's not good for anybody, man, except for that 1%. Now, right now, and let's call it like it is, a lot of America is having pride in the white supremacy, which, again, the president don't put it out there, but he makes sure it gets out there. So a lot of America's having that pride, but they're not really understanding. Your life is really not getting any better, with the exception of you feel brazen or you feel emboldened to be able to speak your white supremacy or your anti-blackness. But your life, I mean, we talk about money you bring home at the end of the week or your quality of your life, it hasn't gotten any better under Donald Trump. But they support that man, and they love his dirty draws, as we would say. Somebody explain that.
Well, one of the things that he's done is he's used the old tactic that they've been using from the very beginning, divide and conquer. And he's got them thinking that he's got something special for them, but he's got acquired these uppity illegal aliens. And when I say that, that even includes blacks and the illegal aliens. They haven't said that yet, but that'll come out eventually. And so he's got these people feeling as if they're getting ready to get a big prize, but they got to sit everybody else down first so that they can get theirs. It's been a tactic that they've used since the beginning of the United States.
Anybody else? Talk to me.
Well, like I was saying, what he's doing is, he's kind of spinning people's heads around with all this other stuff he's doing. And not so much secretly, he's going about his business for himself and the 1%. That's why he's going and getting away with what he want to get away with. And the Senate and Congress, they know this. But because it helps their agenda, they're fine with it. As a matter of fact, most females, your birth control is getting ready to get taken away from you. And what I mean by that, I mean abortions. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're getting ready to vote. Well, let me elaborate on that. Most females, they don't mind you using condoms, but their birth control is, if they get pregnant, they just go have an abortion.
But that's not birth control.
Which is fine.
Thank you.
No, I know it's not birth control, but in some females' mind, it is. It's a form of birth control. Because they like to be skeeted in them. They like that feeling. How it feels. They like that feeling. Yeah. But they're getting ready to.
Oh, my God.
They're getting ready to vote on some guy to go to the Supreme Court. And Trump is going to pick that guy. And I'm pretty sure Trump is going to do what he did to, what's his name, Comey? He's going to ask him for his loyalty. And that means, are you going to do the things I want you to do and let me get away with the things I want to do? And if that guy says, yeah, like I said, then their form of birth control is down the drain.
But, oh, okay. Yeah, that's all I'm saying to that is, okay. But what I'm saying is, how is it? I mean, you know, how is it that because, again, it's not just white supremacists who support Donald Trump. He got mass supporters. He has a lot of support for what it is that he's doing. So I'm wondering, how the hell do he get? How does he get people to support him? That's my question.
Because he's a con artist.
He's a con artist.
Them people that Jim Jones, took out there to the jungle, they wasn't all
right.
White. You had blacks and Spaniards out there with him. He's a con artist.
So you think
his con game
is so strong? All right, one at a time. Go ahead, brother.
No, go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Somebody go.
Yeah, come on.
I'll go. Thank you. like I was saying, birth control. Nah, go ahead.
You crazy?
But yeah, that's
no,
what
people.
They know. Look, we here in New York. We know he a con man. We know what he been doing. What he been pulling. See the rest of the country, because it's like he was a fresh breath air to them. He was speaking what a lot of people was thinking, but at the time, they kind of kept it under, you know, inside their house. And when he came out and he was telling them, it's all right to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Speak your mind. Do your thing. That's when white people start doing their thing.
And, you know, and that's so true. But, again, I just wish that, again, his message has never changed from the beginning. But, you know, like I said, I don't know, man. It's just there's no rhyme or rhythm to any of the shit that he does. From my perspective, because I don't know the whole story, but I mean, there's nothing that he's doing right now that seems to serve anybody other than that 1% of extremely rich folks outside of allowing or emboldening white America to draw bigger divisions against black America and other American groups. That's all I see him doing right now. Anybody
thus make America thus make America great again. That's the whole philosophy of make America great again, is when white people was in charge. White people decided everything. They were able to do as they pleased. They can't do it so freely now. And so his Make America Great Again gave them that liberation that now they can go out, say what they want to say, do what they want to do to people of color, and don't have to worry about any repercussions because the president got their back. And that's all.
Now,
they're happy with that.
But I got to say this, though, and by no means am I a Trump supporter, but let's talk about this. This shit didn't just start happening. Now, don't get me wrong. It's on the rise. But this shit didn't just start happening.
No, it didn't just start happening. What it did,
yeah.
What it did was it just allowed itself to be in the open.
Hey, bro, let him
right, it allowed
talk.
It to be in the open. It just allowed it to be in the open.
All right, now what were you saying, baby bro?
No, I was saying it's kind of like, and this is no knock against, you know, gay people, I'm saying it's like at a time they was in the closet. You know what I'm saying? They had to sneak around and do their thing. And what he did was he came along and told them, embrace your whiteness. Do what we do. Because there was a time, remember, back during the what, 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, when if a white person was walking down the street, they can accuse a black man of doing anything, and cops to come in and scoop him up, and next thing you know, he's breaking rocks on the train gang. It's privilege.
It's almost like Trump's making it okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It just seems like Trump's encouraging this pro-white agenda, like he's making it okay to espouse these beliefs. It's ridiculous.
Somebody, I got some background noise here I need to lose. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. But that's what he's doing, and it should, again, the only saving grace I see from us right now, with respect to a full-fledged civil war, is that we've got enough people in this country that don't buy into the bullshit. And what I mean by enough people, I meant mixed races, mixed genders. Yeah, enough. But I will say this though, I mean, you know, I hope if it came, I hope if it came down to just somebody had to make a choice, I'm just hoping that enough of white America would be like, yo, we gonna stay here and fight with you, man. We gonna stay here and fight with you, because if you think about this, if you think about it, and I mean being very real, it might gonna sound comical. But for a white male American in this country to support equality and racism, that means they got to give some stuff up. And nobody's – and again, I understand, don't get me wrong, because I'm on the short end of the stick. I understand that there should be equality. But I got to say, again, we go back to – I didn't really cause this equality. Sure, you're a byproduct of it. So why am I going to willingly give up some of what I have for equality? And, again, that's a tough choice, and I don't know if I'd make that choice. So I kind of understand that.
And I get that.
Here's the thing. They're not really giving up anything. It's all part of the illusion. They don't have anything to begin with. So they're not giving up anything. They just think that they're giving up something. What are they giving up? They got the same low-paying jobs as we got. They got the same mortgages and rent and all the same problems we got. So they just—it's just part of the illusion that he's getting them to believe. And that's all it is. They're not giving up anything. They think they are,
yeah,
but they're not. They're giving
it
up every day to the 1%.
Well, again, that's only the 1%. It only addresses the wealth or the riches. But I'm just talking about that privilege, that opportunity that some people are just given. That, again, they didn't ask for it. You just have it because of who you are. They have to give some of that up. In other words,
like,
when I say
not
give that
who
up,
you are,
I mean,
what you look like.
Yeah. What you have to give up is you have to give up understanding that. When that cop pull you over, well, you got a 50% chance of getting your ass whipped just as well.
If you and I get pulled over for the same thing, we're going to have very different experiences. I recognize that.
And again, and those experiences are nothing that you actually asked for. And see, that's what
correct.
I'm saying. You didn't go out there and tell the cop, hey, I'm this or that. But when they see that, there's a different mindset. And, again,
absolutely,
when I say give up, that means the police force, all your law enforcement, there's got to be a paradigm shift, or there's got to be some kind of major shift that now in my community, the faces of the police officers might reflect more of what the people look like. Maybe. I'm saying
maybe.
If that's a response to fair policing. Again, we're not trying to get away from policing, but we're talking about fair policing. So that's some of the things that they'll have to give up when I say they have to give up. It's not the riches, because, again, if you're not in that 1%, your it's sad to say, but you know, your $400,000 or $500,000 don't even fit into the equation. But that 1%.
Why you gotta look at my checkbook?
And that 1%. If you are in that 1%, or watch this. In all honesty, if I didn't have a conscience, and I was in that 1%, I'd be screaming Donald Trump name also, because he making money hand over fist for them jokers right now.
Sure,
today. Watch this. This whole immigration thing. Who you think gonna get paid off of that? You think it's just about separating kids from their parents? No, that's going to allow Donald Trump to create new agencies to put more people to work or funnel more money into these military bases that are now turned into child and camps. Now it's going to be federal dollars coming in, federal employees, those big-time contractors come in. Again, this is just a money game. And, again, he's setting himself up because he know, I'm sorry, because he ain't that smart of a businessman. But he got to know that one day this shit going to come to an end for him. And he hope it come to a comfortable end and not come to end with him being taken out of office and maybe locked his ass up. So he understands
if we're not
to a business. Go ahead.
If we're not careful, my brother, his day might not come to an end.
Well, you know what?
If we're not careful.
Now, let me say this, and you're right, because I'm not going to sleep on the vote. I'm going to be, again, I tell you now, I will be an active campaigner for the politician that I think is going to unseat Donald Trump. But again, right now, with all this shit going on, who out there right now to step it up saying, I'm going to put the fight up. I'm going to pick up the banner. We don't have no leaders like that. And again, and I say leaders, I don't give a daggone if you're Democrat or if you're a new Republican, because the two parties to me, you know, in itself, is just some bullshit to me. That lets you know we will always be a nation divided. Don't you ever try to break exact unity or harmony here, because we are always going to be a nation divided, and we have this big political party to set the groundwork to make sure that happens. So I don't care about the person's affiliation. Now, don't get me wrong, because I am a lifelong diehard Democrat. I hope it's a Democrat that step up, but somebody should be stepping up now. But you know what, though? Let me show you how tough Donald J is. Everybody know, if you step up too early in the race, Trump going to put some people on you that's going to mess you up, man. I mean, administratively. You know, his people going to find some dirt on you that you hope they didn't find so early. So, again, he got this fear thing working. The only thing I can say bad about, well, not bad about him, but the only thing I say about Donald Trump is I wish he had a heart. Because he sure got the balls for the job. I wish he had a heart and a brain to match that, because we could probably get some stuff done with his moxie. But behind that, that's all he's got, as far as I can
see. Did you just say moxie?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Again, I ain't a bust. I'm definitely not a Trump supporter. But, again, he lets you know up front, I ain't shit. I ain't about shit. Well, I'm about this shit over here. And everybody said, you know what? Hey, let's get Barack Black ass out that office. So let's just vote. And we figured Hillary was going to be such a shoo-in that she should be able to beat Donald Trump's ass with no problem. But it didn't happen. The voters went to sleep, because I don't care what anybody say. I would much rather have Hillary, little rotten ass, in the White House than Donald Trump, vicious, mean, evil ass. I'm sorry. The lesser of two evils, I'm going Hillary all the time. And I'm not even a Hillary supporter.
Ken Hodge for president.
You know, let me start with the local president first. Then I'm going to work on it. Let me talk about local union first. Yeah. But, you know, but again,
you got your hands
you know,
full
even,
of
even, yeah. even when we get to... Even when we get to talking about other issues, what he's doing with the immigration issue? I mean, they still playing that game, and that, you know, here I'm going to go visit a law that we never used. I'm going to enact that law, separate these kids from their parents, and again, it's not even so much about the separating the kids and the parents. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make additional federal dollars available so that we can now take care of these folks. And when I say take care of these folks, if you leave it the way it was, I mean, we still got to have immigration law. In fact, let me slow down for a minute. What do you think we need to do as far as immigration laws in this nation? Anybody on the panel? Everybody on the panel. Nobody's got thoughts on immigration law? What do
the
you
country
think?
Is built, the country was built on immigration. What we need to do is there are certain laws and procedures, but what we need to do is reform it so that it's fair. You know, it takes almost 10 years to actually become a citizen.
What?
And it's certain, depending on who you are, it takes that long.
Yes.
It takes that long to become a citizen. You're on a waiting list for 5 years, and then you're on kind of like a probation for another 3 or 4 years, and then there's some other stuff you got to do. So when you come in, you're not just it's so much stuff that you got to go through just to become a citizen.
See, now,
and they've got to set up where.
Let's take a sharp turn on this road here for a second. How many people think, and again, I'm talking one policy for everybody, before you can become an American citizen, you have to speak the language. Now, how many people think that that's unfair?
Unfair?
I do. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's unfair. No, I think it's unfair.
Why?
Because I'm an immigrant. I'm coming to this country. Now, I will have to learn it, but I can't come in here knowing the language. I've spoken.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll cut you off.
If I spoke another language and I'm coming here, yes, I've got to learn the language so that I can be a part of it. But you can't. I'm hearing an echo.
Still echoing.
Yeah.
Please stand by. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
But once what happened? Hold on, let me see.
What's that?
Is that good?
Hello?
Anybody hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Better.
So this is gonna be the part of the podcast, in the middle of the podcast, we just do mic checks. Okay. But is the echo gone?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Go ahead then.
No, it's still there, man.
Yeah, it came back. Wow.
It's almost as if it's a delay.
Or alive.
Yeah.
So we gonna have that revolution or what?
Yeah.
It's time.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, messenger.
Once you get here, you need to learn the language, but we can't expect them to know it as soon as they come in. To have that as a qualification, you must speak the language. I don't think that is. But then, in the time frame that it takes for you to become a legal citizen, you should be able to have learned a little bit of the language. There's some people here that's been here for quite a while and have never even tried to learn the language.
Yeah, for a lifetime, well, yeah. They just don't learn.
Again, you may not ever get that Harvard. I mean, what's it, just as most Americans don't have that Harvard vocabulary. But I just think that one of the requisites should be that you have to speak the language.
I mean, just
throwing things in the
why?
Air. And
you say, but,
why?
But depending on where you're at, you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in a little community, you know what I'm saying, that's Jewish or, you know, whatever, you're going to speak the language of your people. If you're in a mixed community, then
Well, if you, so, just throwing things in the air. That's all, you know, just throwing things in the air. I think it would be a good thing if part of the requirement before we made you American citizen, that you had, again, even if we went down to a fourth grade, but you had some knowledge of the language of the country that you're now a citizen of.
Why?
Why? Because this everything, do you know one thing, that everything in this country is usually written in English? The laws are written. So now, when we have multiple languages coming over, I mean, again, if since they're not going to really take the dollars and take care of the people that's here, I can see them spending it on road signs that read in different languages, driver's license books that read in different languages. I'm just saying, and again, this is irregardless of where you're from, what color you are, what land you come from, when you come here, speaking the language of speaking English, as broken as we speak it, it's a requirement before we just check the box and say, come on in with the full right hand of fellowship.
I think we got bigger fish to fry.
Definitely.
Well, we do. We always, I mean, no matter what problem we talk about in this world, including global warming, there's something bigger.
But I guess I'm missing the concern. If somebody comes over here and doesn't speak the language, I mean, okay, best of luck to you. I mean, I would like to think there's resources that person can find something. I don't know. To make it a requirement.
No, when in Rome, you do as the Romans, right?
Right.
No, you don't have to. You can go to another country and not speak that language. Yeah.
Right.
And not survive.
But where
could you go and not speak the language of that country and not and survive?
Plenty of countries. You can survive very well.
Haven't you been to countries where you can speak the language? You're military, aren't you?
How long did you stay there?
Yeah, again, that's not vacation. I'm not going there to live there. When I go there, their language. Yeah, I'm just saying. But you know what? For the countries I've been in that I learned to speak the language, I got along much better.
But that's not what you're saying. You're saying you should have to.
Correct.
Yeah, but you have to understand. The countries that he went to, he did not go there to become a citizen.
Be a citizen.
He was there on vacation.
I went there
to spend a few days there.
Yeah, I went there as a top secret. How my man say in Rush Hour, the C-14 type things, man. But
Black Ops, okay.
I'm just saying it would just help in the transition. Again, just as a thought, a point of thought, so to speak.
But it helps in transition. It doesn't help in the collective big picture.
It does to a certain extent because if we're going to try to help each other, I can't help you if I can't understand you.
If you don't assimilate and you stay with whomever your culture is, you don't necessarily have to need help from anyone other than the people you're surrounded by.
Agree. 100%.
And if you do, you just bring an interpreter.
Or Siri or Google.
What's this? Yeah, I'm broke. I'm here looking for a job, but I got this interpreter with me.
You know what? That's why there was a time when white people, when you walk in that office to apply for a job, it was a white person behind that desk. Then it became a black person. Now you have a bilingual person that speaks Spanish and English behind that desk.
That's right.
That's
right,
only if you're from where you're from.
And that's because they didn't pick up the universal language, so
that's
we
right.
had to adapt to them instead of them adapting to us.
And that's all I'm saying. Adapt to the and when I say adapt.
Well, I'm sorry. Before you become
most,
a citizen, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You in there?
Before you become a citizen, you have to anyway, because you have to answer questions in English and you have to take the oath.
Yes.
So before you become a citizen, when you come here, if you choose not to, that's one thing. But before you take the test and take the oath, you have to be able to answer and speak something in English.
Okay, I was saying.
That's just like taking
the
test. You have to study. You got to study that test. And that's all you're doing is answering them words. And once you get that down pat and answer them words, you're in here. Now, if you're about, let's say, 45, 50, and you're older, you're not going to speak the language, but maybe your kids will eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to fall into wherever you move at. You're going to fall into that neighborhood because everybody in that neighborhood pretty much speaks your language. So there's no need for you to learn English. And once again, if you do go somewhere where you don't speak English, you bring that interpreter with you, whether it be your child, you know, maybe your wife might speak English.
Hey, but listen, I'm going to transition out of that for a minute, if y'all don't mind. What do you think about, what's Trump's press secretary name?
Sarah Huckabee.
She got kicked out of the restaurant with Virginia. Nobody read that?
Southern Virginia. Yeah. She
would
act very nicely to leave.
Well, that's kicked out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Watch this. She was asked very nicely to leave again because she was white. Had she been black,
she'd got the real version.
Yeah, or she would have got the real version of getting her ass kicked out that restaurant. But I'm just saying, you know what? That's so subliminal. And that's true. She was asked very nicely to leave. But I know some people that went to Starbucks to get coffee, they wasn't asked so nice to leave. But anyway, know what? That's what happened?
Michael.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But anyway. She tweeted about it, and now they get in again. Now, first of all, if we got business again, I laugh because what's her job?
Press secretary.
White House press secretary. Yeah, I laugh because it happened to her, but nobody get kicked out of nowhere. If you got a business in here, unless you in that business acting like an ass. I mean, you when they're turning out, then you got every right to be thrown out. And notice, that doesn't matter what your color is. But because she worked for Trump, that was kind of foul that they asked her to leave. But again,
you have a problem with that?
But them asking her to leave? Yeah.
Yes.
I do. I think
because they were supposed to call the cops on her and go that route like they do with every other
better
black person.
Okay.
No, watch this. I'm saying from a realistic point of view, they should have never asked her to leave. They should have served that lady her food unless she was in there acting up just because she's a Trump supporter. Again, that is no different from what the hell they're doing to us. Now, again, I know we all subliminally want that payback, but at some point, the shit got to start being fair. And I'm just speaking on not who she is, but what they did to that person. So everybody's in favor.
Remember,
they should have thrown outside the restaurant.
Yes.
But you got to remember, she gets up there every day and lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lies.
I'm
in King Liar.
Sounds good to me.
But watch this. She still got money to pay for her food. So you make a conscious decision. Watch this. You make a conscious decision of who you are gonna serve and who you're not gonna serve because of who they do.
Remember the two gay guys that wanted? I think they wanted some kind of cake,
and the baker refused to serve them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He refused to make the cake for them.
He refused
to
serve them because of who they were or whatever.
Whoever they slept with.
I don't see no difference.
Well, again, then the cake baker must have had enough orders and he didn't want to make no money.
The Supreme Court upheld the decision. They took it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and they said he didn't have
to
make the
cake. And remember, the Supreme Court
didn't have to make the cake.
Majority.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court got the majority.
Again, watch this. This just shows you a quick example of how divided this nation is. Again, and if we don't get it together, it's going to crack in two. You got some states that says same-sex laws are good. You can get married in some states. Some states you can't. Again, there are numerous laws.
It's a federal law. You can get married in every state. It's a federal law. It's not state laws any longer.
So you get married in every state?
You can get married in every state.
So in other words, if the Supreme Court upheld the baker's decision about not wanting to make a cake for two same-sex per people, then they'll uphold his decision. I don't want to make a cake for a black man or a Spanish person either. Then
exactly.
They said the baker had the right to decide whom he wanted to serve. Yes, he did.
Oh, so that means okay. So that means again, if it's my business, I make this. Now wait a minute. I thought that everybody had the right to come into the store.
You know what? You ever go to a store and you see where it say no shirt,
no shoes,
whatever? You ain't getting served.
No service. Yeah.
No service.
But that's not a gender. That's everybody.
No, I'm just saying. If you come to that store, with no shirt, no shoes, you ain't getting served.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that policy affects everybody, not just if you're under 6 feet and you don't have a shirt on. You know what I'm saying? So that's a policy across the board. But now, if I'm a cake baker, I only make cake for mixed sex couples. That's what his business is. But hey, if they gay and they are same sex, it's lack of saying gay, and they happy, hey, go at it, man. Have your way. And if I was baking cake, and you wanted me to bake you a cake, as long as whatever that cake costs, you was willing to pay it, yeah, you can get this cake, man.
Yeah, everybody don't think like that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm in business. I'm in business to make money.
There was a guy that wouldn't give out a marriage license to a gay couple because his religion looks down on gay people, so therefore he didn't give him no license. And that was quite all right.
Now, watch this. I support whatever kind of shit anybody want to do, but I mean, if you would just ask me what I think, you know, that's a little different. Like, we probably need about 4 or 5 shows for that. But whatever your decision is, or as we say, you have the best life you can have. If that's what it takes,
it should be like that. But it ain't.
Huh? Go and get it, man.
It should be like that, but it ain't.
Yeah, it sure ain't, man.
See, and to understand this, you got to go back and look at how Hitler got started and what he drummed up and the people got behind him, and then you'll understand Trump. white people always had this gene in their body. It went dormant. It's like cancer. You know, sometimes you can have cancer, you can get rid of it, but that shit can come back.
Wait, girl.
And now it's time for that cancer to come back. Permit Patty, and then there was this other white lady. You called the cops on a little 8-year-old girl because she was out in front trying to raise some money to go to Disneyland. You called the cops on her because she was selling water without a permit.
See, now what did the cops do?
And she sold weed. They never showed up. And she's a weed dispenser.
Yeah, they never showed up.
The little girl.
Yeah, she's a CEO. She lost that job.
Mm-hmm.
It's her company. She lost the distribution with another pet company. She wants to sell marijuana to pets, to dogs.
Pets?
Wait a minute. What
to pets.
Like for...
Now you mean we got to start getting high with our animals?
Instead of some animals that take medication that regular people take. And medication, she wants to give them marijuana, just like they're substituting it with people.
But now,
there are some dogs that take... Huh?
as crazy as that might sound, there must be a profit in it.
I'm sure.
Definitely.
So, but I'm saying, you want to sell weed, but you can't sell weed because you stay on the phone calling the cops on black people that's doing outside activities. So you can't cop it in your business because every time somebody black outside doing something, you calling the cops, man. Mm-hmm. But you know what, though?
He claimed he came downstairs and asked them to be quiet because you was working, and I guess they must have been yelling, water here, water, and that was annoying you.
It's right back to what we said. When they feel that we're disturbing their comfort.
Hey, but you know what, though? But see, now this is how America can respond to that bullshit. I mean, rather than let it just continue to permeate. When next time she call the cops or some bullshit like that, lock her ass up. That's what you do.
They ain't doing that.
But
all they letting her know is no. There's nothing we can really do because they, you know, but then the law, they
but
check
you know
on,
what,
they paperwork
again,
is right.
They should sit her down and explain it to her. But and you keep calling me out here for all these 911 calls for this kind of shit, I'm going to start hitting you up with fines.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying.
But they ain't
going to
do that.
Away your right. But I know
they're
not
going
to
do
that. I'm saying that's some of the things that's little things that they could do to help show that this is not okay, Patty, whatever the hell her name is. You know, but if you just get to keep calling and we keep coming and keep saying, well, there's nothing we can do without doing something to your ass, then we are empowering you to keep calling us. Now, again, you flip that right around to somebody black. I'm sorry, the exact same situation. You keep calling the cops on somebody white.
Oh, they getting
and they might
up.
Come out once or twice and tell you. But that third time they come, oh, you're going to regret picking that phone up. Because your ass whoop ain't going to commence. It's going. I'm
but
just
they
saying.
Do have to, they do have to start doing something about that. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even that other incident where they called the cops on that family that was barbecuing, and she was saying they shouldn't be barbecuing in a park.
Right. Stupid.
Yeah. You know, it's just, yeah, so it's like, I think they should do something about that as far as calling the police when something isn't a crime, like calling the cops when it's not justified.
Now, let me ask you, is this same person making these calls?
No, it's a different person, but it's just the fact
that
they're calling 911 when it's not justified.
Yeah, but that particular lady had issues. Other issues.
But again, though, these are the little things that society can do. Again, you don't got to beat nobody's ass. You don't have to lock a lady up, but you got to explain to her, look, this ain't cool. For whatever your reason is, whatever your fear, your phobia of whatever group of people, you can't just keep calling the cops on them. And based on the last two times you called in or you calling in because they're out here selling water, hey, listen, if you keep pursuing that, they'll keep calling us in, then we're going to hit you with a civil fine. And that's just going to let her know, okay, one
the
of two things.
With that,
I'm going to pay money
the thing with
to
that
keep
is,
my bullshit going, or I'm going to stop.
But the thing with that is, Donald Trump, once again, he emboldened people like that. He gave that authority to the police. So it's all good. Hey, and as a cop, let me go answer this call, because I might be able to lock somebody up. That's of color.
Well,
I'm not being racist, but you do know most brown and black people, somebody looking for them, so that's why they take a chance and pull you over.
Oh my God.
And if you in a car with a bunch of people, and you do something wrong, now they're looking at your license, but they're looking at everybody else's ID because they're trying to get lucky. You ain't nowhere behind the steering wheel, and you trying to get lucky. And if you resist to show your license, they calling out some backup. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, you probably do got a warrant out for your arrest.
He said most people had a black or
brown. Yeah. See, when the cops show up, most people that the cops ain't looking for, they tend to stick around.
Yeah.
But if you know you got a warrant or something out on you, you tend to move away, fall to the back.
Hey, but listen, I just want to play this little piece here from Donald Trump and Maxine Waters. Just listen up for one quick minute, if you would. Oh, now my sound ain't gonna do right. But anyway, Maxine Waters and Donald Trump are having a feud, and Donald Trump ain't holding back a little bit about what he got to say or how he feel about that. What's your feelings on the feud between Maxine Waters and Donald Trump, Brother Messenger? What they feuding about?
Just the fact that Maxine Waters tired of playing the nice guy. She's all for letting them know, hey, we ain't taking it no more. She's not asking for violence, but she's telling them to protest Donald Trump and his administration to let them know that, you know, we're not happy with the lies you're telling us, the things that you're doing. So, yes, if we see you out in public, we're going to bring it up. We're going to stop running and we're going to bring it to you. And they're trying to turn it around to make it seem like Maxine Waters want everybody to go to war. And that's not what she's saying. She didn't say anything about violence. She just said, speak up and let them know you disapprove of it.
Oh, and Donald Trump ain't trying to hear that?
Nope.
No. Donald Trump ain't trying to hear that.
That's just another nigga. I said to him, that's just another nigga talking out of place.
And you know, Maxine Waters has always been that spirited. If she down for the fight, she bring energy to the fight, whatever the fight might be. So I know one thing though, he's not going to silence her voice.
That's just another way to start things up with the black people now. They ain't forget about us.
What do you mean?
I'm saying the white people, they ain't forget about us. They going after the immigrants right now, but we mixed up in there too.
So you're saying after he settled up with the Russians, he coming back for me, man?
That's to keep stirring that shit pot. I'm just going to keep stirring shit up while I'm doing shit over here. Everybody going to be busy over here and outraged while I'm doing shit over here, making money fist over hand.
Kids. Yeah, but they already doing that. I mean, but you know what, though? Just because you said that, that gets me to an interesting segue. How much damn money is enough money? Now, don't get me wrong. I guess I will probably never really understand that. I won't understand, because I'm not there. I don't understand making $52 million in profit, but I'm paying people who work for me less than minimum wage. And I'm telling you, I don't understand that kind of shit, man. I mean, that's just unadulterated greed. That's what that is. And our country is set up to help businesses satisfy that greed. So when I say I don't understand about how much money is enough money, I mean, really, do you have to build wealth? Do you have to build wealth for six generations deep before you realize you got enough damn money, man?
See, well, with rich people, enough is never enough. That's how they make their money, by using other people's money. No matter how much money you got, that's never enough.
But
if you want to buy something, you go out there and get investors to invest in your project. You don't use your money. You use other people's money.
But all I'm saying is, you know, for that 1% that we going, our country is about to go through all this shit about with President Trump. How much is enough? I mean, because I believe, and again, this is just my knowledge of the businessman Trump or the business person Trump. He gonna have enough money now. with his patents from China. But I don't know. I mean, so do you really think – I'm changing questions midstream, and bear with me, audience. Do you really think that Trump really want to make – when he say make America great, do you mean – do you really think that means a total divide of this nation? Is that what you think make America great again really means?
No, it means – I think he means making money, but a lot of people don't – it's coded words. A lot of people don't get that. Like I said, part of his plan is – in order for him to do what he's doing, you got to divide and conquer. And that's what he's doing. Meanwhile, he's
anybody
making
else?
Money fist over hand.
Anybody
is your question, what does he mean by make America great?
Yeah.
I think he means make white people great again.
But
I think that's
all
what
white
he
people
means.
Well, again, it ain't going to be all white people who are going to be great unless we look at the fact of,
I know
again,
that.
But, okay, so if that's what, okay, I'm just trying to get,
that's
why because
I
none
think
of us,
he's implying.
Yeah, none of
it's
us
just the ones
really
that
know
voted for
what he means.
That's a lie,
yeah, but
I'm just the ones that voted for him.
So he want to make just them great.
Keep his base. No, I'm saying that's just a line that he's throwing to his base. So the easiest thing you can do is for somebody that ain't got nothing, you make them believe that somebody else got a little bit more than them, and trust me, they will turn against that person.
Yeah,
they think
but,
got a little bit much more than them,
uh-huh.
And that's what he's did.
But
that's what he's done.
Okay, but here's the question. What do you think he means by make America great?
It's a lie.
That's my. Okay, we got make
this
white people great.
This is the line that he threw to the white people.
A line people, to line they threw to the white people.
A line, yeah.
Anybody
else? I'm white. That's what I think he's saying.
Nurse Carmen,
you do know
what
you
do
got
you,
white
you
people
by?
Out there. You do got white people
Nurse
out there.
Nurse Carmen, what do you think he means
country?
By? Do we have a delay on this microphone? We got no. Okay, all right. So, Nurse Carmen, what do you think he means by make America great?
I agree with Sister Terry. Make white people great again.
Okay. Brother Messenger, what you think he mean by that?
What he means by it, he doesn't really mean anything by it. All it is, as I've stated earlier, it's just an illusion to make white people think that, once again, not so much that it's great, because if you look at what Sessions is doing and what he's doing, all they're doing is taking things back to the early 50s and stuff, where they were pretty much in control. They didn't have the competition that they have now, and that's what he's talking about, but not so much as far as great, just great in their eyes. When they didn't have to worry about... Yeah, they being white people, correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, but...
Yep,
but
absolutely.
Here's my...
Yep.
They already had, watch it, they already had all that shit he going through trouble to give them right now.
Right.
They
correct.
Already had it. I mean, watch it. We had a black president, and again, the lawmakers went on the news, and we pledge allegiance that whatever he say, we say opposite. So they already had that. So, I mean, you know, when we talk about make America great, Barack came through and kind of leveled some things out, man. But you know what? This country has been lopsided, and it's always going to be lopsided. So when we talk about making
what
great
was the
again,
first thing
you – go ahead.
What was the first thing that they did as soon as he got out?
I don't know.
Everything that he tried to do to make it kind of even, they went and reversed everything.
Turned it around.
That's not making America right. That's not making America great.
Undo.
In their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I'm saying.
What do you think he means? Make America great.
Yeah, so what I was saying, I lost my train of thought. What do you mean, make America great? He don't know what he means. He just, to me personally, I think he's just spewing some racist ass shit out there to get people riled up. But if you actually broke down what the hell he's really talking about, I have to agree that he ain't talking about nothing, man. He ain't talking about
it's
absolutely
just a line.
Nothing. Again, to motivate people to get back into that bullshit comfort zone of I'm better than you, you're better, you're beneath me, and that's all I think that is. It's just a exciting phrase coming around. But again, if you was to break it down and ask him what he meant by that, he probably wouldn't know itself. That's something somebody told him, and he said it sounds nice, so I'm going to run with it. But the actual meaning of make America great, because again, America ain't lost shit, man. You still got white old men making all the rules and regulations for this nation like they've done ever since. Even
but
including when
too.
Barack was there.
You got to remember.
They haven't lost shit, man. But go ahead. Remember
but
you got
to remember, they was kind of being in check, and he came along and just blew all that up. Ain't nobody checking them.
And you know what? Again, he... Yeah, he opened
if
it
Obama
up.
Did half the stuff he did, they would have been done impeaching him.
But you know what, though?
Or even been accused of.
But the comfortable thing about, again, the comfortable thing and the thing that white America knows, and they can say yes or they can say no about black Americans, is we are a forgiving people. We are, I mean, again, they can call us animals. They can call us beasts, thugs, hoodlums. But it is in our nature to be forgiven. And so what I'm saying is they have, again, and I keep saying that, it's about make America great again. They have the same people in power making those power moves against certain other minority groups that has always been there. Only difference is, again, they're just more vocal, but don't you even begin to think that they weren't just there anyway. Even while Obama was in office. Again, because when I stand up and say, whatever it is you want, I don't want. It doesn't matter what you want. Whatever it is you want, I don't want, and I'm going to make sure you don't get it. Don't talk to me about them sharing power. That's just my take on that. Now, I've got that out of the way. Hey, listen, we've got 2 minutes. And I'm sorry I might have went off on a rant or a tirade about that. But, again, it's just all mind games. And the real sad part of the mind games is there is enough wealth, there is enough space, there's enough love, there's enough harmony, there's enough equity that everybody can have that right to the pursuit of life, to the pursuit of happiness. That we so eloquently speak about. Everybody has an opportunity for that, and for a few to try to mass all the wealth, all the authority, all the power from the many, shame on them. But in this country, that's all we know. That's all we know. There's no, again, and yeah, I'm on a little bit of a soapbox here, but there is no reason for somebody to have $100 billion and somebody else in the same country is homeless. No, there's no reason for that. Especially, again, if you're making money like that, I'm drifting over into restructuring taxes, but there's no reason for the difference between who's rich and who's poor to be such a gap that the food that the rich people throw away, and even after the dogs have eaten on it, it's still better than the food that homeless folks go that they eat in this country on a regular. I'm just saying it don't make any sense to me, and I had to get that off my chest. I might have jumped subject 2 or 3 times, but we got a minute left to go. Let's everybody say goodnight.
Good night, everyone.
And remember this, when the government get behind you and pull your pants down and bend you over like they're trying to help you, you might as well close your eyes and
take it.
And bite down on your lip because the anal sex is about to come.
Pray for some lubrication.
No lubrication.
Can you at least whisper in my ear to make me think you like me?
Mm-hmm. Tell me a lie, something.
Yeah, but you know, again, we got a long way to go in this country, and I really don't see us getting in there anytime soon. Because again, we as a people, man, we just fight and have such basic differences over some of the most simple shit, man. That if we can get past that, we can have a great life. Hey, everybody, this is Kenny Hogg. I'm signing off. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Later.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
Check your anus.
All right, I'm out.